Message number 709. They will bring God's children under the rule of the little horn who will sit in pompous splendor in the seat of Peter. Monday, February 18, 2013 at 6:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, as the changes within my church on earth intensify, so also will the voices of the false prophets rise in unison to endorse the abomination in my church. As I reveal to you the true end-time prophet, the truth, most of which is already known, lies will be spread to confuse all those who follow me. For every instruction I give to you for the world, the exact opposite will be declared from the mouths of the false prophets. They will declare words of comfort to my followers who will find the truth too awful to bear. Through their wicked lies they will bring God's children under the rule of the little horn who will sit in pompous splendor in the seat of Peter. When I told you of the great division in my church, I did not tell you how this would happen. So hear me now. Just as the priests during my time on earth rejected my holy word, so too will the priests just before my second coming reject me. Not only will they reject my word given to you, my daughter, but they will accept the changes which will be forced upon them. Their sacred gifts will be rendered impotent as soon as they accept the blasphemies and the new rules presented to them. My faithful followers will also be divided in their loyalty to my church on earth. All you must do is to follow my teachings given to you in my Father's book. There is no need to run anywhere, as I am present amongst you. You know the truth. It has been fed to you as Christians. So when you see that God's commandments and my teachings are being rewritten and my holy sacraments changed, then you must turn your backs. Do not allow lies to frighten you, rather be frightened for those who accept these new evil acts and laws purported to be from me and who fail to understand the truth. Your Jesus.